Beach TV, Channel 92 on Topstar and live on Facebook. Catch the Power Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Shekinah and Fortress, the Queens of Breakfast.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government to settle all outstanding payments owed to farmers by 10th January 2026.
Makhebe Zulu calls for unity among the opposition.
In international news, UN Security Council divided over Israel's recognition of Somaliland.
In sports news, Polo Polo coach calls for patience as Zambia bow out of AFCON after Morocco defeat.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front, and we live news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala. Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Makhebe Zulu has called for unity among all opposition leaders ahead of the 2026 general election. Mr. Zulu urged them to rise above self-interest and work together for the good of the Zambian people. Addressing the nation in a live broadcast, Mr. Zulu emphasized that the nation is yearning for hope, truth and a united Zambia. And this hope must begin with the opposition choosing collaboration over division. He stressed the urgency of building a credible alternative that reflects the will of the people. Mr. Zulu warned against manipulation and inducements that compromise integrity, stating that loyalty must lie with the prospects, or rather must lie with the people of Zambia, not with those who fear their empowerment. He called on all opposition candidates to speak one language, choose one leader, and run as one, describing the 2026 general election as a defining moment for the country's future. Mr. Zulu affirmed that by standing as one voice, the opposition can restore faith in leadership and build a just and united Zambia.
Finance Minister Dr. Stumbeko Mtsakotwane says government will clear all the outstanding payments owed to farmers by 10th January 2026. Dr. Mtsakotwane has disclosed that payments to all farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency are progressing, adding that the delay is regrettable. In the interim, the FRA will continue to receive funds from financing institutions alongside proceeds from ongoing maize sales, thereby enabling payments to be made on a rolling basis in tranches. The minister further explains that farmers will continue to receive their payments during this period ahead of the final settlement date, 10th January 2026. In a statement made available to the media, Dr. Mtsakotwane stated that government recognizes the importance of timely payments and the role such funds play in supporting households, sustaining livelihoods and enabling preparations for the ongoing farming seasons. He added that government remains fully committed to ensuring that every farmer is paid in full within the stated time frame.
Within a separate development, MTN FinTech Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Komba Malukotela has revealed that Zambia's mobile money ecosystem has experienced significant growth, with over 12 million subscribers now able to access mobile money services. Speaking on the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Mr. Malukotela revealed that Zambia's digital finance inclusion and mobile money penetration, rather, is around 70%, highlighting a crucial progress towards the country's quest to transformation to a cashless transaction economy. While acknowledging the expansion of MTN Zambia's mobile money base to over 4.5 million users, Mr. Malukotela emphasized that mobile money sector in the country has continued to grow significantly.
That when we look at the entire mobile money ecosystem in this country, and I speak on behalf of the industry, you are looking at over 12 million Zambians being able to access mobile money services. Our digital financial inclusion and mobile money penetration in this country is now in excess of 70%. So we have over 70% of Zambians today using mobile money services.
In another development, government through the National Road Fund Agency has withdrawn the proposed increase in toll fees for selected motor vehicles with immediate effect. In a statement issued December 30th, 2025, the agency says the decision has been made to allow for the signing and publication of the necessary statutory instruments by the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development. As a result, current toll charges will remain unchanged at all NRSA-operated toll gates across the country, as well as at the three toll gates operated by the MOICLN Consortium Limited along the Lusaka and Ndola Road. The National Road Fund Agency has since assured road users that any changes to toll fees will only take effect after the required legal procedures are completed and officially communicated to the public.
And elsewhere, a 56-year-old man in Livingston has survived an alleged self-harm attempt after setting his house on fire. Mwene Muyumbwe of Linda South Compound was admitted to Livingston University Teaching Hospital following the incident on December 29th. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Monona Malongo says earlier that day, the sir, or rather the gentleman, claimed to have heard voices threatening to kill him over his property. He then locked himself in his one-room mud house and set it alight. Firefighters came and arrived to the house to find it completely destroyed. Mr. Namalongo added that the gentleman was later found around 200 meters away in a bush with a stab wound to his neck. With a kitchen knife nearby, he was immediately taken to hospital where his condition is now stable. He added that the gentleman told officers that he injured himself but stopped due to severe pain. And his mother confirmed that he has a history of mental illness worsened by alleged drug abuse. An inquiry into the incident has been opened.
In international news, Ivory Coast, Ivory Coast ruling party has strengthened its hold on power, winning nearly three quarters of seats in parliamentary elections held on Saturday, according to the final results announced by the Independent Electoral Commission. The rally of Fittest for Democracy and Peace, the RHDP, secured 197 of the 255 seats, around 77%, expanding its majority just 2 months after President Alassane Ouattara was re-elected for a controversial fourth term. Voter turnout remained low at about 35%, continuing a trend of declining participation. The RHDP dominated its traditional strongholds in the north, sometimes winning all available seats, while also making gains in southern and western regions, historically loyal to the opposition. Election authorities say the vote was largely peaceful despite isolated incidents that did not affect the overall outcome. The opposition suffered major losses. The Democratic Party of Ivory Coast, the PDCI, saw its representation halved, while the party of former President Laure Gbagbo, which called for a boycott, lost all its seats.
And still within international news, the United Nations Security Council is sharply divided following Israel's decision to recognize Somaliland as an independent and sovereign state, a move that has drawn strong criticism from most council members and prompted an emergency meeting in New York. We monitored African News.
The UN Security Council is sharply divided after most members slammed Israel's recognition of Somaliland, warning of regional fallout and implications for Palestinians in Gaza. Israel, however, remains undeterred, standing by its move.
Mr. President, the question raised by Israel's recognition of Somaliland is not whether international law permits acknowledgement of long-established facts. It does. The question is whether this council is ready to engage with reality as it exists. Somaliland's historical sovereignty, more than three decades of effective self-governance, and demonstrated capacity to act as a responsible international partner meet the legal criteria that guide recognition. Israel has aligned its foreign policy with this reality.
Somalia, for its part, has firmly rejected Israel's recognition of Somaliland.
He has no idea what Somali is and what Somalis are and what Somali stands for. I think the history is a selective history that he has just generated on his own mind. To come to this place and lecture us humanity and genocide and human rights and independence and democracy, and we know what you're doing on a daily basis, is just an insult.
The emergency meeting followed Israel becoming the first and only country to recognize Somaliland as an independent state.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice.
all that. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can